afternoon, gamblers.
Hey.
Hey, Tom.
How are you?
Good.
T-Bone.
This is Bro Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates, the number one sports betting podcast in all the world. I'm not just saying that. we are here today. We are brought to you by MyBookie.ag, the number one place to place all your bets on the internet.
Absolutely.
You could do that at mybookie.ag. And if you use promo code BRU, BRU, or bro, still not sure which
either
one
or
works, you get a 50% bonus on your first deposit up to $1,000.
Let's just cut straight to the chase. It's free money, Tony.
It's free money. Mm-hmm. It's free money. It's incredible. As I said yesterday on yesterday's show, as far as my bookie is concerned, they're giving you 50% back of whatever your largest bet is on the Masters this week as well. Nice little once the cut happens.
Hello.
Nice little kickback, more free money there.
Yeah.
We will be doing Masters tomorrow.
Okay.
A little Masters preview tomorrow. We're going to be doing NHL playoffs tomorrow
They
kick off tomorrow. All those things are tomorrow. Today we have NBA, MLB, Champions League, and Gorms apparently has a little par three tidbit for us. Masters par three contest.
A little bit. I'm gonna be coming out with it tomorrow, but I'm gonna get you a par. It kicks off at 3 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh yeah, you're right. On ESPN. So we'll have time.
Yeah, by 5 o'clock it'll be all said and done and everything. So we'll have time. So tomorrow I'm gonna have your par three winner.
Okay. You enjoy the par three?
There you go.
I love it.
Yeah, I do too.
I love it.
It's a nice little kickoff.
If it's on in the background, I love it because you get the greats in there that are putting it within 6 inches.
Yep.
Nicklaus at near an 80 years old, Tom Watson, et cetera. Yeah, I love it.
Okay. So let's get to last night was the national championship. Were we on the right side?
Yes.
Texas Tech, which Todd and I were on, was that the right side?
They had the cover, and the only thing they didn't defend was the three-point shot. They had like
wide
four guys
open,
in the paint.
Literally wide open.
Oh, you could have let them drive in and dunk.
Known
for You're still
defense.
Up one.
They're up three, and they decided not to defend the three-point line. Wide-ass open corner three to tie it.
Boom.
Send it to overtime. So as far as the Texas Tech pick was concerned, we were on the right side.
Okay.
Fuck
Gorms,
yeah.
You were on the right side with Virginia because they won.
Yeah, because they won.
That's just how we were all on the right side. No matter what you picked as far as that.
That daggum under over, though, Tony.
Under over. Todd had the over. He was on the right side. I was on
didn't
the
look good for it in the first half.
3-2, but, 5 minutes into the game.
I was on the under. We were on pace at the end of the first half.
Sure.
We were on pace for exactly 118. I would have been fine with that. I did end up taking the under 27 first 10 minutes. That hit. They hit a three to make it 27 with like 30 seconds in past the 10 minutes. So that was good. Overtime doesn't help, but it was already over before overtime.
Right. Yeah, well.
But you could tell towards the end, like the last six, seven minutes of the first half, that the tempo was picking up a little bit.
Right.
Both teams were actually starting to push it.
Well, they got into that rut because Texas Tech was so far behind, they had no other choice
correct.
But to run. And then, you know, the tempo just changed. Virginia got caught up in it, and it became quite a game. It was, you know what? It was exciting.
It was a really, really good game. It was a fun watch. There were shots made. There was good defense played. I thought it was a great game. I mean, any national championship that goes to overtime, especially, and then fucking Texas Tech is up the entire overtime until like a minute 45 less left, and then they couldn't keep it within the spread there. That was a good time.
You guys are on the right side. Let me say this. If Jarrett Culver, All-American, lottery pick guy from Texas Tech.
He had a tough night.
If he goes 10 of 22,
I know.
This one's over in regulation. Just 10 of 22.
Know,
he ended up going 5 of 22.
I know, and he didn't have a great 35 minutes the game before.
No.
He had a great last 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was a little disappointing out of him. But other than that, you know, it was a good game. It was a good game. We were on the right side, so you're welcome. You're welcome there. It was a fun tournament. It was a great time. I should have been prepared. I should have looked up what our numbers were for the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure we did pretty well.
I do
to be
too.
Honest.
Yeah, we
I
did
too.
Great.
Right side.
Basketball's our thing. Baseball yesterday. How did you guys do? I had the one Seattle pick against Homer Bailey.
Winner.
They won. Gorms, you added the parlay.
I took Mike Trout and his hot bat with the Angels. They ended up winning as well.
Not only that, he robbed the home run last night.
Guy's good.
Yeah, he's very good. Todd, did you had baseball yesterday, right?
Yeah, I think I went 1-2. I can't remember what I gave you. I either went 2-1 or 1-2. I went on my own. I did a 4-way parlay. Yeah, it was 2-2. The Dodgers let me down.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Had, well, Ryu went out in like the second inning with it.
Yeah, which that really fucked him.
It's tough for you. Yeah. Yep.
Don't know that stuff. But Tony, if you let me interrupt for 1 second,
yeah,
the
sure.
biggest gambling question out there, obviously Masters, NCAA tournament, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, I don't know who you are today because for the last 3+ weeks, you've been known to me as Tony Brackets.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's no more Brackets.
Tournament's left. Over.
Yeah. So
it's done.
Tony, I haven't said this to you yet, but who the hell are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
I'm Tony Playoffs.
Tony Playoffs.
Here we go.
Boom,
Tony Playoffs.
Baby.
NBA, NHL Playoffs. I am Tony Playoffs. I might change it up for once the weekend rolls around for the Masters. I'm not sure.
Maybe, Tony Putts?
Maybe fucking Tony Putts.
Tony Sticks.
Fucking Tony Seven Iron. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
It's good to have you back,
but
though,
as
man.
Of today, I'm fucking Tony Playoffs.
All right.
What a time of the year. It's a really, really fun time of the year. Like we said, we got NBA, NHL Playoffs, Champions League, Masters, horse racing is starting to kick
Come
off.
On,
apparently,
baby.
Gorms has picks there. But today... second to last day of the NBA, mm-hmm. big day. Let's get into it. I'm just going to say this now. I'm going chalk. It worked on Sunday. The only two that didn't cover Sunday were the Heat, and they should have. That was a fucking
right.
terrible beat. And somebody won by 6 when the spread was 6.5. I think whoever was playing Minnesota. I can't remember exactly who it was. But other than that, like all the teams that you thought common sense should win because they have something to play for, mm-hmm. did, and covered on Sunday. So I'm going to go with the same today. I don't know how you guys are taking this approach, but I'm going to get – so with that being said, I'm going to give you my first pick.
Tony Playoffs, do it.
Now, I'm a little worried because the tournament is over,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to go Charlotte minus the 7.5.
Oh, Kemba, yeah.
Kemba.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Charlotte minus the 7.5 at Cleveland. Charlotte is hot. Obviously, the Cavs are not because they're terrible. And Charlotte needs to win. It's a very, very simple pick. Charlotte needs to win. They're in a battle with the Pistons, the Heat, and the Magic for the last two spots, I believe, in the East playoff seeding. So I'm just going to take Charlotte minus 7.5 because Cleveland is terrible. They have nothing to play for, and Charlotte does. That's just – I'm going with Charlotte minus 7.5.
Bad team that has to win – facing a worse team that has nothing left to play for.
Nothing left to play
I get
for
it, Tony.
Except for a draft pick.
Zion.
I
yeah.
get it.
Yeah. And so does anyone else have any opinions on that game?
I do not.
Okay. Todd, go with one of yours.
I have Portland minus 9.5 against the Lakers. Mm-hmm. Portland's playing to lock up the 4th seed. Mm-hmm. They're 11-4 against the spread in the last 15.
Okay.
They're 7-3 against the spread when the line is this high. And they're 12-4 against the spread
fucking
as a road favorite.
Todd.
I know the Lakers are playing better than they have they all year it. Because they enjoy playing without LeBron James. But they're not going to.
It's wild what's happened.
They're not going to beat this cover.
I am on your side here. CJ McCollum, it's his second game back. I assume the Trailblazers would like to play at home where they're very good.
Right.
Lock up that 4 seed. Also give me the Blazers minus the 9.5.
Got it.
Gorms, you got any opinion on that game or what?
I'm not playing that game, but okay. I'd go the other way on that. That's just me.
Okay.
That's just me.
Well,
that's a
off,
lot
then.
Of points. I know, but I'm just saying.
Okay, whatever.
Being transparent.
Well, give
here.
Us one of your picks. One of your dumb fucking picks.
You like it, huh?
The original bro man himself, Jeff Gorman.
Here
go.
We go. Hello, Dwayne Wade. Your playoff hopes are still alive.
Yep.
This retirement tour could continue through the playoffs, but your Miami Heat must win their following two games, plus get a Charlotte loss, plus get a Pistons loss in there.
It's all doable, by the way. Charlotte plays Magic.
I am taking Miami at home tonight, minus the 3 against the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, we don't know with Embiid, day-to-day, dinged up, but it is what it is. Jimmy, I don't know what their lineup is going to be. Yeah, I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know who's showing up. I know Miami will be a zoo tonight, the retirement tour for Dwayne Wade. It's going to be a tough place to play. That line, when I saw it originally early today, got me scratching my head. I'm sticking with it. It will change, but I'm taking Miami minus whatever against Philadelphia tonight in Miami.
I got it at minus 4. It's currently up to 4.5. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck Miami's been doing. They lost the last 4 in a row. They've been close games, but they just can't close them out. you said it right. Philadelphia, I don't even trust Philadelphia when they have. Who knows who the fuck they're playing?
I don't know.
They have no reason to play anyone. They can't move anywhere.
I don't know who they are.
They can't go down.
I don't know who they are.
There's no reason to try to get Embiid hurt. Jimmy Butler's been banged up. There's just sit everyone and let Miami, let Dwayne Wade get the nice little easy win for -4. I am also on that tonight as well.
That away.
Todd, you got
another one? No, I like it as well. Yeah.
Do you have any more?
I do have. I'm going to take Washington -5 just against the Celtics.
Celtics are
like
sitting.
You said the Celtics are sitting. Everyone.
Every single.
It's going to be a garbage
team.
Game, yep. But I think they win this. They cover that pretty easily.
My other picks for tonight. I am going Toronto -7 at Minnesota.
Okay.
This is a scary one. I'm not super confident on this one, to be honest with everyone and the listeners. You asked Diggs. Why would Toronto even be trying? They have the 2 seed locked up in the East, and they can't go up. They can't go down. But if you look into it a little bit closer, if they win tonight, they lock up home court advantage if they get to the finals versus the Golden State Warriors. And they have come out publicly and said they do want to win this game for that reason, because they expect to get to the finals, they expect to face the Warriors, and they want home court against them. So for that reasoning, I'm going to go with Toronto -7.
Okay.
Not that confident in it, but you know, it's just what I'm going to do. And then my last one. Purely, it's a bad team versus a bad team, but it's Dirk's last home game against the Phoenix Suns without Devin Booker. I assume Dallas is going to try because it's Dirk's last game.
Sure.
They want to send him out, or last home game. They want to send him out on top. Phoenix has they're dead. There's nothing to play for there. So give me Dallas -7 there. It's a little bit higher of a line than I'd want. I believe Luka's probable to play tonight. So I'm going to take Dallas -7 there.
Okay.
All right.
Does that sound good, everyone?
It does.
Sure. Is everyone good with us?
Sure.
Just a reminder, you're betting on bad teams, Tony.
Yeah. Correct.
And that's what we all
do
this time of year.
I'm betting on one bad team.
Well.
Who's the other bad team?
Well, you got Charlotte in there.
Charlotte's, I mean, they're possibly a playoff team.
Yeah, that's true.
Whether they're a bad team or not.
I'm not pointing fingers, Tony. I'm saying.
No, it seems like you are.
No, I'm not. We do the same thing. We have to put our bread and butter on these, you know, 500 teams that have been on losing streaks of 8, 9, 10 in a row earlier in the season stuff. Now we're saying, come on, you're our guys.
Well, it's strictly motivation. And people forget these players get bonus checks for getting into the playoffs.
Boom.
So also something to think about there.
Like it.
All right. Now that we did the NBA.
I am not done with the NBA.
Oh,
Tony.
I thought you were.
Look at you. Got one in your back pocket?
I just
speak
said
up.
My one, and then you guys went on to another
up.
One. Hello, OKC.
Oh, wow.
Against Houston. Houston.
Interesting.
They haven't owned Houston, but they hold the series record this year. Okay. They're up on them in the regular season.
All right.
OKC, we don't know who you are yet because you're either a 6 or possibly an 8th, okay? Houston, you need to get up to the number 2 by beating the Denver Nuggets in the last game of the year tomorrow night.
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
Denver's going to get that. I mean, excuse me. Houston's going to get that win. That elevates them to 2. This one, it doesn't matter to them. OKC, this matters big time to you. It's in OKC. They've got 2 perennial all-stars. And OKC, a team that will have teams shuddering a little bit in the playoffs. They win this game tonight at home against the red-hot Houston Rockets.
It's
also
dangerous.
What's
OKC
the line?
Also,
I mean, fucking.
I'm sorry, -1.5 right now. It's going to fluctuate.
Houston is flexing so hard.
Big time. Big time.
OKC is up to +2, I'm seeing it,
okay.
At home. Yeah, I mean, Houston has been on fire.
Okay, they're going into OKC, second from last game of the season.
No,
I'm just saying, guys. That's
I trust
at.
Your instincts, mm-hmm. But boy.
I mean, he's the original bro man.
Yeah.
So. All right, now can we move on to Major
Please.
League Baseball?
Please.
I got nothing for Major League. Do either of you two have anything for Major League tonight? Okay, please, go.
The Marlins are on the road in Cincinnati.
Okay.
I'm taking the under at 8.
I like that as well.
The Reds have Castillo on the mound. He doesn't allow many runs. Mm-hmm. He has a 1.42 ERA and 17 innings. Or he has 17 strikeouts and 12 innings pitched. The Reds are last in the league in runs scored per game at 2.33. Only 2.2 at home. Miami also doesn't score a lot of runs. They only average 3.3 runs per game and 2.33 on the road. I think I was surprised to see this today. I thought we might get that 7.5 or something. So I think this is a no-brainer.
It's I'm glad you brought this up because I actually was scrolling through my gambling Twitter earlier today, and I saw a tweet from a guy named Joe Osborne. He works at Odd Shark. Marlins and Reds under 2 right-handed pitchers starting, and these teams ranked 24th and 29th in OPS versus right-handed pitchers. They also ranked 24th and 29th in runs scored. So yeah, that's I like the underpick there as well.
Mm.
You got anything from Gordon?
I do. I'm going with a little MLB parlay like we did yesterday.
Okay.
I am staying with the Seattle Mariners on the road against the awful KC Royals.
Okay.
Mariners are throwing a guy at 3-0. KC's got a bad guy throwing. I don't know names right now, but I'm just saying I am playing this trend.
Okay.
And this trend is Seattle stays hot on the road against KC, but I'm pairing them up with the awful Red Sox at home. Nothing. Like good home cooking
to get you back on track.
And they are playing the Blue Jays. They are back in Boston. They win this afternoon slugfest. So I've got the Red Sox and the Mariners, double them up, parlay them. Both will win today.
KC is pitching Junis, by the way, so I think it's a very good call.
It's a wild situation that, you know, you win the World Series, and then what, I think your first 9 or 10 games are on the road?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. But those are our MLB picks for today. We also have Champions League today.
Tony.
Champions League afternoon soccer betting. It's awesome. Our Canadian soccer expert.
Oh.
Wait, I texted him last night. Kyle. Okay. Kyle Gumpy. Mm-hmm.
Kyle Gump.
I texted him for some picks. He likes the Liverpool money line.
Okay.
So we're going Liverpool money line. And then he did a little prop bet. Man City and Tottenham both to score.
Ooh, the Hotspurs.
Oh, yeah, the Hotspurs. I am taking the Tottenham Hotspurs plus a half.
That way.
So Man City had a tough game on Saturday night in the FA Cup. Man City has played 6 games this month. Tottenham's only played 2 games this month.
Tony.
Tottenham's also just it's weird to say this.
Fresh legs?
Seven eighths of the way through the season. But this is their second game in their brand new, beautiful stadium.
Plus
it's going to be
up,
an electric atmosphere. I'm going Tottenham plus the half, so it covers me. If it's a draw, if they win, we're good. So I'm going to go with the old Hotspurs there.
Tony, good call.
Okay, that's it for today. Let's give a little cup of coffee a day parlay. We've got 10 picks today. We haven't had 10 in a while.
Let's go, Tony, playoffs.
Because of light schedules. But we're going to go through. There's a lot of NBA. Let us know. Let me know, either of you two, if you extremely disagree with a pick, take it out. Charlotte Hornets -8 at Cleveland. Trailblazers -9.5 against the Lakers. Don't say anything, Gorms. Heat -4 at home against the Sixers. Mavs -7.5 versus the Suns. Shut up. Toronto -7 at Minnesota. That's one of my own that I would probably take out if I really needed to.
Okay.
Oklahoma City Thunder +2.
I knew I'd get a bunch of those.
Gorms going against Houston.
Home cooking, boys.
The Wiz -5 against the Celtics B squad. Miami Marlins, Cincinnati Reds -8. Seattle Mariners -120. And the Boston Red Sox -235. Today's total is a nice one. 5 to win $2,300.
Let's go.
I love that, man. We're on the right side today.
Oh, that would be so
nice. That's awesome.
Let's go.
That
would be very, very nice today. We are on the right side today.
Yeah.
I think we're on the right side with every single one of those picks. Let us know what your best picks are. Tweet us at BroBroBroBets. Follow us on the Action Network, myaction.app/BroBroBroBets. We'll be putting all of our picks on there.
Tony Playoffs, I'm glad you're here, bro.
Tony Playoffs, it's time to ratchet down.
Yeah.
You know what? Fun and games are over. It's playoff season.
Yeah,
it is.
Tato, this cup of coffee a day parlay, what's this? Is it screaming anything? Is it singing to you?
This cup of coffee parlay.
Right.
Yeah.
Is dog shit.
It is. Okay.
Just because of the OKC bet. No, I'm kidding. I think we got a good chance here.
No, we got a good chance.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. I think we're on the right side of everything.
We're definitely on the right side.
Especially soccer. I'm not a big soccer guy.
Hotspurs.
But
we're giving you information.
The case you presented to the court today on those soccer bets.
Yeah.
Guilty.
I mean, we're undefeated in trial. When we go to trial, we're undefeated this year. You know, and there's only one thing left to do, and that's to thank all of you and to wish you the best of luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.